Today, Monday, August 29, 2005, the world stands in protest against the United States, calling on the United States to extradite Luis Posada Carrillos to Venezuela, where he can face war crimes charges for the killing of hundreds of Cubanos throughout the last four decades. Luis Posada is being held on visa violations, but in fact he's been personally responsible for human rights violations and human rights crimes throughout Latin America. Today, you're going to hear the voices of people protesting in San Francisco.
Why are we here today?
Well, we're here today with people joining together with people around the country and in other countries in Venezuela and elsewhere, demanding that Luis Posada Carriles be extradited to Venezuela to face justice for his role in the bombing of a Cubana airliner in 1976, in which all 73 people aboard were killed. That role is clear. He was one of the authors, together with Orlando Bosch, who lives free, walks free in Cuba, in Miami today, despite the fact that this was a terrorist act. It was the first bombing of an airliner in the Western Hemisphere as an act of terrorism, and it's part of an ongoing war by the United States, a terrorist war against Cuba that's been going on since 1959. So we're calling for him to be extradited, and at the same time we're calling for the Cuban Five, who are five political prisoners being held in U.S. federal prisons, to be released, because the reason they were here was to try to intervene and prevent these kind of terrorist attacks that have been taking place against Cuba itself and against Cubans and Cuban interests around the world at the behest of the CIA for all this time, for these past 45 years.
There's been some recent news about the Cuban Five case. Can you comment on that?
Well, in a surprising decision, a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, which is, by the way, considered the most conservative circuit in the United States, ruled unanimously in a very strong decision that their convictions were overturned and that they should be granted new trials. And the main basis for that was that they were not granted a change of venue for their trials out of Miami, and that they faced relentless prejudice all through the trial, and that they should be granted a new trial. The government is now considering whether or not to appeal that reversal of the convictions, which they can do. We should know that soon. The five are still being held in five separate federal prisons around the country, but we are very hopeful that with the continued popular pressure, that they will be released. We hope that they will be sent back to Cuba.
Any last comments about Pat Robertson?
Well, Pat Robertson is really a fascist. He's a clerical fascist, meaning that he's dressed up as fascism a little bit with religion. But he is, and he has been for a long time. He can apologize now because he got so much negative feedback, but very clearly he called for the assassination of Hugo Chavez, the head of state of Venezuela. And it just, it goes together with this case. It goes together with the case of Posada Carriles. It goes together with the case of the Cuban Five, that while the Bush administration talks about waging a war on terrorism around the world, it is really waging a terrorist war against those countries which are trying to be independent. That includes Cuba. It includes Venezuela. It includes the war we're seeing in Iraq. It includes the policy against the Palestinian people.
Some people have called for the extradition of Robertson.
Yeah, well, we would be all for that, and Robertson should face justice. He has committed many crimes, but this is one of the most outrageous, and openly stating on his so-called Christian broadcasting network that the head of state of Venezuela should be assassinated, and urging the U.S. government to carry out this assassination. I mean, that's really outrageous, and he should be forced to face justice for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there something specific that's going on today?
Well, we're demanding for the extradition of Luis Carriles Posada to Venezuela for the crimes he's committed in Cuba and Venezuela. Well, more specifically, he blew up a couple hundred civilians on a plane in Cuba in the 70s, and he's also responsible for murdering numerous leftists in Venezuela and also working for the CIA.
Do you have any comment on the recent comments by Pat Robertson?
Yes, it's absolutely ridiculous that someone can get away with saying that in the United States. And we supposedly have a Patriot Act that curbs other forms of free expression. But then we can have people who are intimately connected with the government go around and say that we should kill other world leaders. Something terribly wrong with that.
Yeah, it seems like it's a form of racism that certain people are able to say it and others aren't.
Right, if they're connected to the large Christian coalition fundamentalist network who run our country.
Any other comments you'd like to say about what's happening today?
I think it's an important build-up also for the movement of the 24th to stop the war in Iraq, and that all these movements are very interconnected.
Thank you very much.
I'm here to protest against the terrorist Luis Posada Carriles.
What's going on here today?
Today we're having a demonstration in solidarity with the mass action in El Paso, Texas, outside Posada's hearing to demand that this criminal who's responsible for so many people's deaths be prosecuted. He be extradited to Venezuela and prosecuted.
Do you have anything to say about Pat Robertson's recent comment?
Well, it really shows who the real terrorists are. If there's figures like this in the United States who could stand up in front of the international media and call for assassinations of people's heroes. So we're really condemning that today, and we're protesting to demand people's justice. Terrorists like Luis Posada Carriles need to be prosecuted. And so we hope everyone will get involved. You can visit the website answercoalition.com. That's answercoalition.com to learn about the history of Posada and also the people's struggles for justice around the world. We hope everyone will get involved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here today. We know that it's hard to come in the middle of a Monday, and it's great to see how committed you are and also representing many that want to be here with us, but they can't. I want to mention this morning I spoke with one of the person that is there in El Paso. They have had a tremendous media coverage. It's going to be all over. That was a great development. This morning, Gloria La Riva was in Democracy Now! With one of the family of one of the victims of the plane. They are from Guyana, and you know, he was killed in the plane going to study in the medical school in Cuba. I wanted to say that they have had a display of all the photos over there too. We sent the photos to every single demonstration around the country because we felt that was going to be very powerful to put the faces of those people that were killed, the faces that have been silenced by the administration in this country, you know, having Posada Carriles in El Paso to be in trial for an immigration issue when we know he is a terrorist that needs to be extradited to Venezuela now. There were people from Houston, Los Angeles, Albuquerque, El Paso. They all went, including people from Camp Casey, went all the way to El Paso where the demonstration is taking place. It's a great action. I want to also mention that we have demonstrations today in Venezuela. We have demonstrations in Canada and also in New York, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Los Angeles, here in San Francisco, of course, Detroit, Boston, and many other cities. So thank you very much for being here. I wanted to share with you that a group of us just came back from Cuba, and the U.S. government is sending us these nasty letters because for them, we have committed a crime of going to Cuba, challenging this illegal blockade. But they don't spend any money prosecuting Posada Carriles for his crimes. And we demand justice for the family of Posada Carriles. Today we also wanted to raise the immediate freedom of the Cuban Five, who are the real anti-terrorist fighters that today are in prison when the real terrorists, the good terrorists for the Bush administration, are walking free in the streets of Miami. Thank you for being here, and we would like some people to come and say a few words.
You know, right now, the Bush administration is waging this disastrous war in Iraq.
It's a war based on lie after lie after lie. And every day people are dying there. Dying for a war based on lies. And you know, on September 24th, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be marching in Washington, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, and in other cities against this war. But we have to also watch what else the Bush administration is doing. And they are taking steps. They are preparing for a new hostility against Cuba, a country that's only 90 miles away from the United States. And why are they doing this? Because the Bush administration does not represent the working people of this country. It does not represent the great majority of people in this country. It represents the rich. It represents corporate America. It represents the oil companies and the military-industrial complex. And all of them look at Cuba in this way. They regard Cuba as a territory that escaped from them, as a country that escaped from their domination and their exploitation, and they want it back. And that's why the United States government has been waging a war of terrorism, a war of economic strangulation, a war that has used all kinds of tactics against the people of Cuba for 45 years. And what they are doing right now in regard to Posada Carriles, protecting this terrorist who bombed a Cuban plane in 1976, killing all 73 people on board, protecting this terrorist is part of the U.S. war against Cuba and part of its war against oppressed people and working people around the world, including in this country. We have to stop this war, and it's only the people who can stop this war. So we are asking you, if you hear us here today, to support what we're saying, to support the extradition of this mass murderer, Posada Carriles, to Venezuela to face justice, to end the war against Iraq, to end the war against the people in Palestine, to end the war against the poor people and the working people of this country, and to end the war against the people of Cuba. Send Posada Carriles back to Venezuela to face trial, and release the Cuban Five who have been trying to stop this terrorism against their people. Thank you.
Extradited to Venezuela right now. I would like to invite Jojo Ferro from Global Exchange to say a few words.
Being factors from Cuba and being in Cuba, and one thing I like learned even more that I already kind of knew is that this government really lies to its young people. Like, more so. Like, when I was going to Cuba, I didn't know that there was freedom of religion. Well, when I went to Cuba, I went to two Christian churches, like, where people were explaining about the religion and the Christianity fluently, and they didn't feel repressed in any way, shape, or form. I also got to see the medical school, where in Cuba, I didn't know they gave free education to everybody, up to, like, a doctorate degree. And I was just looking at the young people, and I was talking to people at the Young Communist Party, and I noticed how revolutionary their young people are. And I noticed and compared that to the revolution that's going on in San Francisco with the young people now. And I noticed there's a big, major difference. And I was wondering, what is this difference? Why are the young people who are in San Francisco, a city that I was born and raised in, is totally different? Why isn't our revolution going the same way their revolution is? And one thing I noticed there that was totally different is that their young people are given resources, the young people are given free education, they're given free healthcare, they're given a supportive environment, they're given basically the adults there, like, how can I say this and put this? They encourage them. They tell them, go ahead, you can do whatever you want. You are like, you're basically the president and you are a leader right now. Whereas in this country, I'm always told, oh, what are you going to be, you know, 5 years from now? What are you going to be 10 years from now? Are you going to be a leader of the future? Things like that. What are you going to be when you grow up? Like, the way we look at things are so different in this country over there. Over there, it's like, what are we doing now about this problem as young people? And I know that was the biggest difference. And I just thought, like, what would be so tight if I took every young person in San Francisco and took them to Cuba and showed them everything? They would just be, like, blown away. And then when they would come back, they would overturn City Hall and they would overthrow the, you know, city government in San Francisco. Because people think it's a very progressive city, but it's not that progressive, especially when you're a young person and a young person of color. So one thing, the way this connects to me with Luis Posada is that he's been totally, totally doing terrorist acts. He killed all those people on the plane going to Cuba, and you can see all their faces. And not only that, he's done hotel bombings. He's done several attacks. And he's doing all this, and the U.S. is covering up. And the U.S. is covering up everything that's going to Cuba, and they're covering up the revolution that really is speaking from there. And they don't want young people to see that. So that's why we need to extradite Luis Posada Carillas, because he needs justice now. And we need to stop the economic blockade on Cuba. Cuba, sí! Cuba, sí!
Cuba, sí!
Cuba, sí!
Cuba,
sí! Cuba, sí! Cuba, sí! Thank you.
Viva Cuba!
Viva Venezuela now!
Extradite Posada! Extradite Posada! Extradite Posada!
Venezuela now!
Stop the U.S. war against the Cuban people! Stop the U.S. war against the Cuban people! Stop the U.S. war!
Stop the
U.S. war against the Cuban people. Stop the U.S. war
against the Cuban people.
Stop the war now. Stop the war against the whole world right now.
Jail the real criminals.
That's right. Posada should be jailed. The Cuban Five should be freed. And Bush should be jailed too for his crimes in Iraq and around the world. Jail Posada, free the Cuban Five! Jail Posada, free the Cuban Five! Jail Posada! Jail Posada! Jail Posada! Jail Posada!
Free the Cuban Five!
And in solidarity with Cuba, welcome Felix.
I just want to say just a few things. We know the history of Posada Carriles. I remember back as a Salvadorian, I remember in the 1980s, Posada Carriles was stationed at the Ilopango Airport. And many of you might know what was he doing at the Posada, at the Ilopango International Airport. He was supervising the terrorist act against the Nicaraguans, supporting the Contras and overseeing the drugs that were coming back to the United States to support the efforts and the war of terrorism against the Nicaraguan people. Posada Carriles supported the death squads in El Salvador, trained them, and one of his close allies, we know, is also responsible for the death of our Bishop Romero. We know his history, we know where he is, and he knows very well that Florida is a heaven for terrorism. There are many terrorists living in Miami and among us. I've been to Cuba many, many times. I met with people who know what terrorism is, and who are afraid, who work at a hotel, at the hotel where the bomb exploded. Those bombs were designed by Posada Carriles. He paid two Salvadorians who are now in jail in Cuba to come to Cuba and bomb those hotels and terrorize terrorists, and terrorize Cubans and people who were coming to visit Cuba. So I'm here in support of the demand to extradite Posada Carriles to Venezuela, to extradite Pat Robertson, to send him to Venezuela, and to send Bush along to a world court for the many violations of human rights against the people of the world. Posada Carriles is a known terrorist, and his founders and supporters are in Miami, in New Orleans, and many other places in the United States. So the message is, Posada Carriles to Venezuela now. Long live the victims of the Cubana de Aviación. Imagine what that's like. We're getting close to September 11, and it's a real hypocrisy that we are not demanding that these men have not been arrested. Posada Carriles is equal to Osama Bin Laden. Gracias, and let's support the work against terrorism.